This is a very, very deep opinion, and please, please ask. Don't hesitate. Very, very deep opinion. So let's start it, and let's try and understand to the best that we can. What?
Go ahead. Do you like questions?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, this is from Rav Huttner, a piece. Let's see. Klal, ze moser b'yadeinu. We have this general rule that called the tikkun rabbanon kein doraisa tikkunu. That when the rabbanon made something up, they did it in a similar manner that we find in the Torah. In a similar manner that we find in the Torah. B'nei had the oraisa shel pirsumei nisa. Normally when we find in the Torah the concept of pirsum anes, we find the mitzvah saseh shel sipu yitzias mitzrayim. It's a chiyuv in sipu yitzias mitzrayim. U'kamay kein a pirsumei nisa shel neis haman on Purim. When it comes to pirsumei nisa, so what do we do with pirsumei nisa there? Gam kein derech sipu shel neis. We say over the story. We tell it over, as we do by Seder night, we tell it over to our children. And as we do by Purim, we say it over. Hamitzkayim b'kriyas Megillah. We say it over with Pirs Manes by the Megillah. Kaloimar pisume nisa midoraisa midivrei kabbalah miskayemes b'derech hativis shel pirsum. Pirsum means to let it be known. V'haynu artsoas devorim. To let the words be told over. So we say it over, and that's how we are Makayim Pirsum Anes. Umitoch kach matim imonu, and now we have a tima, a very big question. Bevoam, when we come l'neis ha-menorah, demoed the Chanukah, all of a sudden when it comes to Chanukah, and we say, alo Pirsum Anes shel neis ha-menorah, normally, we find that Pirsum Anes is by saying over the story. Whether it is Pesach time, whether it is Purim time, but we say over the story. And all of a sudden, when it comes to Chanukah, the Pirsum Anes of Chanukah has nothing to do with Dibur. Not at all. Pirsum Anes, Hamenoru, Derech HaPa'ula, Maises, Shalad, Lokas, Ner Chanukah. How are we Makayim Pirsum Anes? By lighting a menorah. And that's very different than everything that we have ever seen about Pirsum Anes. Because Pirsum Anes is normally done through Dibur. And we need to understand why, when it comes to Chanukah specifically, we do it with a Hadlokah, and not with a dibur. Avo betoyde v'tila l'Hashem Yisbarach, he says he came to an understanding. Gimel. Haramban. This is a very yisodus dika Ramban, a very important concept. V'payshus sota kosev ki mishpitei atorah. The halachis of Torah lo yismechu al hanes. All of the halachis of Torah do not rely on neis. They don't tell us to do some neis to put on tefillin. They don't tell us to do some neis to keep Shabbos. It's a regular, normal sequence of a normal, quote-unquote, normal life. U'mitzvah sashkoa sota. And all of a sudden, when it comes to giving, to drink, to the sota, all of a sudden, it's totally different. And now we come and we say, we're going to give this sota to drink, and the mitzvah is give it to drink, and if she did something wrong, so she will fall apart. And if not, she's going to have a child, even though she wasn't supposed to have the child. There's not one normal thing there. So how come when it comes to sota, all of a sudden the Ramban asks, why all of a sudden do you do something that doesn't fit into the norm? So Ramban says, "Sharei kol pulasa shel ashka, all the drinking and every action of the sota ein al derech neis v'shinu teva, and a change of teva." V'siyam al zeh Ramban. The Ramban tells us, "Shemikivon shebeinyan asota," because when it comes to sota, therefore. In it is a concept we fear of mamzerus. Umamzerus he ikuv lashros hashchina b'Yisrael. If there's mamzerus, then there's holding off of shchina. Hare mishum kvoidim shel Yisrael b'ashros hashchina aleihem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show and to give and to manifest itself into Shechina among Klal Yisrael. Yitochin shegam mishpatei haTorah yismechu al hanes. All of a sudden, he lays down this concept that when it comes to Ashros Hashechina, having the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu among us, and for us to see the presence of Hashem, then yismechu al hanes. Now, all of a sudden, we can rely on Nes. We need to understand two things. Chada, number one, b'taimam shel dvarim, why is it that mishpatei haTorah normally do not rely on this? And why, v'gaod matam shel dvarim, shebenogeh l'ashros hashchina, when it comes to the presence of Shechina, klal shel mishpatei haTorah, lo yismechu al hanes, ein anog. All of a sudden, when it comes to Ashros HaShechina, the concept that we can't rely on a nes doesn't apply anymore. Why? Dalit. Ach, lifnei she'onu niskokim lipirushim shel dvarim, before we need to explain it, b'ritzoneinu la'aros mekor l'divrei ar-Ramban alolu. We have to understand the foundation of this Ramban. Hinei b'tchilis pashas tetzava. Kosev Ramban, shemitzvus hadlokas ha-menorah bo-hi b'shnei ofanim. Menorah comes in two ways. Sheish ha-neiras dolkim rak me'erev ad boker. The six lights, you light them at night, there's enough oil for it to last till the morning. That's it. Barak anera shvi, hakori ner ma'arovi. That's called this ner ma'arovi. Hushem miskayim boas tzivui shalahalos ner tomid. So there, when it comes the mitzvah for a ner tomid, hudolek kol meyes leis. You light it at night, and it burns till the next night. But wait a second. Umefurishu b'gemara shemidas av shemen oy shava b'chol shiva saneiros. All seven neiros had the same amount of oil put in there. Ela shebener amarovi dolak b'neis kol meyes leis ner marovi burnt for 24 hours, but it wasn't clear neis. Why? All the others went out in the morning. Why? Because the oil is over. That's against this that we just said. You told me that you don't rely on nes, and all of a sudden we have this namaravi. We put in the exact amount of oil like the other six, and the other six are only for 12 hours, and this goes for 24 hours. What happened here? What happened to the Ramban's general rule? Lo yismechu al hanes. So what? Darekiyum b'neis ner tomid is kaim dafka yidei neis. The whole deal of the ner ma'aravi is only with an ace. Elushal zeh noema b'gemara edius, it says in the Gemara. B'gemara it says, the Gemara in Shabbos and in a few places, edus yilu kol bo'yolam. It's eidus to everyone who comes. Shashchina ishruya b'Yisrael. Why is it that the Rabbeinu Shem told us to do it in their Talmud in a let's call it out of the norm way, to show that what Shechina dwells in Klal Yisrael. And inside the Mefurish Kran Lehediv, now we find very clearly, we find that when it comes to Ashros HaShchina, Shapiru, it's clear, Shemishpatei HaTorah Yismuchol HaNeis, but on the other hand, when it shows to clearly the Shechina's coming, there, what is it? Arei makor naftoch l'dvorv shal Ramban, v'achshav achshir on shor reshitas Ramban, novo l'firat shal dvorv. So therefore, the regular Neiros, so that burns 12 hours, that's norm. That's the way it goes. But the whole idea of that Neir Ma'aravi, which one it is a discussion in the Gemara Menachos, which exactly it is, but the Neir Ma'aravi is the Raya, because Eidus, who it's a proof, Shechina Shuria B'Yisrael, and this Eidus that comes happens in an abnormal way, because you put in the amount of oil for 12 hours, and it burns for 24 hours. Therefore, you see that when it comes to Ashras HaShechina, when Shechina comes, so now we burn it, or we have it, out of the norm. Now we're going to begin to understand. Yes?
Just a quick question. But where do they get it from that exactly in the case of Sota and in the case of Neir HaMa'aravi, the Yeshua HaShechina is needed there? Why it's not associated with other mitzvot?
He said why. Because to keep purity. The purity of Klal Yisrael. And when it comes to the menorah, we're going to see why. As we go along, okay? Linator will try and get it. Okay. Dali. You do it aim divrei Ramban, sof pashas bo. Now he's going to go much deeper into it. Shemin anisim agluyim, from the open nisim, onulomdim alanisim anistorim. We find that we have to learn about the hidden nisim. That's the language of this Ramban. The etzem pulas ateva, to understand teva. And he says words that are very, very strong, difficult words. The Ramban, after a long discussion, comes to the final and he says, Shemi she'eino mamin. If somebody does not believe, shekol ateva hu nisim nistarim, if you don't believe that everything is absolute miracle, then you should know, ein lo chelek b'tayras Moshe. Very strong language. He doesn't have anything to do with Tayras Moshe Rabbeinu. He has nothing to do with it. Because if you believe that there's such a thing called nature and that nature is not an ace, then you have nothing to do with Tayras Moshe. Nothing. Always find that to be a very strong language. But now, let's try and understand what he means to say.
Well, that contradicts what we started with, right?
That
he said the mitzvahs don't depend on nisim.
Right.
So now
we're going to see. Good. Fine. Very good. Uma'alach advarim kachu. Kol chukei ateva einam ela hagbolos. The whole setup of nature are limitations. That everything functions in its limit. The ability of a human, the ability to do something, to accomplish, how much you can do, what's going to happen in nature, everything has gevul. Everything has a limit to it. Hagbolus ha'elu. These mahusan omedes hi bestira also or harishoni. Now we're really going to have to really go in. Here, when it comes to the or harishoni, the first or that was created on the first day. So what does it say? Shiroya aschola lebriya solom. That was the first thing that was created in the world. She can call her or harishoni azeh ne'mar shebo ya'odom tsofe. A man could see. Misof ha'olam ad sofo. 1 second. That's contradictory to everything we know about nature. Nature has limitations. You can see whatever, a quarter of a mile, half a mile, a mile, whatever you want to say, but you can't see me so far, my so far, and all of that. And the original creation of Or had in it that you could see me so far, ad so far. V'arei ha'or ha'rishon ha'yazeh, this original Or, mikiven she'ein lo tachlis mafkiyai mikol sugi shel hagbola. This doesn't have limits. It breaks all of the concepts that we know. V'shibel chukim shel teva, and all of that. She'ein amel hagbolas, they're all of nature is limitations. Ela she'ho'or ha'rishon ha'yazeh, this original Or, Nignaz was put away, Rashi right away quotes the Chazal, for tzadikim lo'osid lovo. That we, in the world, the way we have it, we can't have this Or. The Or is too great for us now. So now, what does that mean? What does that mean? He put it away. Hashem was Gonaz. We have to understand that because we find in Chazal certain things were Nignaz. El v'chol maskil al dvar emes. Anyone who thinks, tzorech sheteida berura eitzlo, you have to have it very clear. Ha'akora, the recognition. Ki'b'chol mokum shechazal omeres al ezedove shehu Nignaz. If the Torah tells us it's Nignaz, it's not the way you and I would think, that you took it and put it in a vault, and we have nothing to do with it, and Los and Lovo, Hashem is going to let the vault be open, and we're going to have what to do with it. That's not the Pshat. Pshat is that we can't exist with it the way it is now in this world. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he put it, in, let's call it, on the other side of a wall. He put it away. We can't have it the way it is in its pure form. But we are getting from that light. It's not the pshat is light doesn't exist, and he's going to prove it. Light doesn't exist from that or for us.
It's diffused.
It's just limited because we can't have it in this world. So gonaz does not mean put away. Just like as we're going to see, when the Oren was taken and Nignaz at the end of Bayis Rishon, it doesn't mean that we gain nothing from it, but the rays, the effects from that Oren is effective in this world today. Just we're not worthy to have the full power of that Oron in this world. So we only have a fraction of it. And the same thing is true with this Or. And that's what he says here. Eina kavono she bechinas keman deleisa. It's not that it's not here. Legabe mitzia shalolim in relationship to the world. Devarim lamoshal al ha'oren shu nignaz. Haretia bezek kavona kozevis. It's false to think. Im nitfos ha'inyan ki lach shavach ha'gnizas. Though now, after they put it away, ein shum hevdil, there's no difference. B'mitzias olam in the world. Bein mitzias shal ha'oren u'bein ha'doro, whether there is or isn't. Devadai b'chol mokum shenimtza ha'oron, wherever it is, yeshna eze totso'o limitziuso. There's some effect on the world because in this world there is an oron. Good, it's hidden. And we can't have the full blast of the oron. But something from that oron is here. And therefore, elo b'mamorum nignaz. What does that mean? Akavona shesug puloso nishtana mikodem agniza leach agniza. There's a change for what was before he put it away and what he when he put it away. Kodem agniza, before he put it away, haysug puloso begilu ledya, was in the open. Vilach agniza, so but after Hashem puts it away, ainu poel ala begniza, it's in hiding uv askaskya and being covered. Now, we have to understand this is very key. It's happening now, but covered. Kisui, it's covered. Ma she'anachnu korim neis. What we call a neis. Uma she'anu korim teva. Einom elo shnei ofanim shel puloso shel or orishoni azeh. What does that mean? Is it, let's see, see how he explains it. But what he's saying is, what we call teva, and what we'll call anais, is really part of that original or. That original or is what makes anything happen in this world. Let's understand. Ha'ofen ha'echadu b'zman sh'nasa nekev, Kechudo shomachad ba'ochso geniza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a small hole, let's call it in the wall, that where the or is behind this wall, was memela botel choka teva amishtayich lezeh. Then limitations break out, because this or is coming in. And what happens when the R breaks out to us, the limited, and we have a little bit, and all of a sudden things change from that which it was limited to the unlimited? Bekiyazu, begniyaz ha'or hazeh, when that R comes out, nikrahi atzleinu, we call it neis. Because what happened was that this R made it now that the limited was able to break out to unlimited. When you talk about any nes that happens in the world, what's the pshat? The pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed a little bit more R to come into this world, therefore breaking the limitations into an unlimited setting. And then he closed it back up. So it's not fully natural and staying here, but that's how we got an ace. Ulu umazen, now watch carefully, we have to get this very clear. Bishah shaginiza stuma mikol stad. But when it's closed up, v'oz orishon azeinu poel, it doesn't come out in the open. Ela bekisu yuvehelem, hare anachnu korim loze teva. We call it nature. But where does the world have the ability to have nature, to have some things that happen and function in this world from the limited R that's coming into this world from the gonus, from the geniza of that R? That's how this world has any teva. V'zeh shekosev Ramban. And that's what the Ramban really means. Ki kol teva eino elo nisim nistorim. Teva is really nes, but this nes is a different type of nes. It's not the open nes. It's coming from that or that's gone us from behind the wall. It's now coming in, but it comes in a very limited form. And in the limitations, we have to understand that this is from that or. How do we know that? We haven't proven that yet. We just said it. We have to see it. That's what he means. Osoer atzmo, shehu shoresh anes, hu atzmo shoresh teva. Elosh psichas haganiza, when we open it up, it's called nes. And when it's closed, it's called teva. But it's all from that or rishon. Let's continue.
I thought we learned one time that the nesim were built in at the creation.
Right.
So is this happening? So
well, in other words, there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, that there will be an opening of that light
so that
to break it out.
It's like by the Yom Suf, that nes, the ore was let out at that time.
Right.
At that time.
Right.
So that
right. Right.
But the creation itself is a miracle. That happened before the light, it seems to me.
That what?
The creation of the world was itself a miracle. And it seems to me, from what you're saying, that creation happened before the light.
Yeah, so now when it manifests itself into this world, it takes on a form.
Itself, the creation itself was a miracle without the light.
Because that
the light was
but,
created after the miracle.
No, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. When the world itself is a miracle, and when he created this world, he created the Or. And the Or is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests itself into this Bria. Right?
The light itself is Yishmael.
Right. But that's all part of the creation.
Right, but the light that's itself doesn't come from the nace of the light.
What does that mean? I mean, when we go through the first day of creation, in the words of Chumash, we don't understand 98% of it. I'm being nice. But it's right. The Yesh Me'ayin, does that mean that the Or was after, or that the Or is part of that initial creation of Bria? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there should be a Bria, the Or is part of it.
It is. It had to start from somewhere.
But you understand, starting from somewhere is only in a physical concept. In the Rabbeinu Shalom's concept, there's no need to start from anything because it's there.
Oh, that's Yishmael.
Yeah, for us humans.
So
good.
The light that exists regularly in the world.
Oh, so we're going to get there. That's right. Rav Mamish. And he's going to prove there's a tour, an unbelievable tour that we have to deal with. Okay, let's continue. Inei Amru Chazal, Sheor Rishoni Azeh Nignaz L'Tzadikim L'Oselovoi. It's put away for tzaddikim in the future. Kolaymar she'oz tia psichas hageniza legamrei. That for tzaddikim, there's going to be a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to open up, let's call it a door, to the other side of the wall, so that the light will be totally open for these great tzaddikim. Barei aderech lios tzaddik. How can you become a tzaddik? Only al yedei Torah mitzvahs, keeping Torah mitzvahs. That's how you get to be a tzaddik. V'nimza sha'amahalech ha'ikri shel Torah u'mitzvahs, keeping Torah u'mitzvahs, hu atzorech l'shamesh mafteach l'genizazu. That's the key to be able to open the door to get to the other side. Right? That's all keeping Torah mitzvahs. Uvakani ganu. Now we can understand even deeper. L'chol of advash animtzoyim bechlal hakoveya shemishpete haTorah einom somchin al anes. Because to get to the other side is the nes. That means you have to be doing things on this side to be able to open the door to get to the other side. How are you going to be able to do things on this side to get to the Or of Neis? You have to be doing things within what we will call for the moment nature. And all the Torah mitzvahs have to be within nature, so that you have the mafteach, the key, to open the door to get to the other side. Keeping Torah is how you're going to get the key to open the door. The key is in a closed door. You don't need a key in an open door. Then Mishpatei HaTorah can't be working with the concept Neis, because we're trying to get to that state of Neis. That means we're working now within what we will call Teva, and that's how we're going to keep the Torah mitzvahs, so that I can accomplish to get to that other setting. Mipnei Shemishpatei HaTorah Boim Liftoach HaGniza, to open it up. Mameila Shemakomam Haim B'makom agonos, what's on this side? Mishpatei HaTorah lo yisimchu al hanes, b'nei shebeinkach ubeinkach, hanes is gilui geniza, the opening of what was hidden. U'memelein shom tafkid l'mishpatei Torah. Over there, it doesn't work in the Mishpatei Torah, because that's nes. And Mishpatei Torah is on this side. Kol zeh u'bederech klal. That's generally. But now when we want to talk about the concept, Hashroas Shechina in Yisrael. What does it mean, Hashroas Shechina? Is Hashroas Shechina a normal teva? Or is Hashroas Shechina an opening of a new concept or a breakout of the wall so that Shechina is on the side? What is Hashroas Shechina? Haregilu Yashrozu, the opening to see it, who be'etzem be'kia be'miska agniza. It's an opening in that wall. V'chol prat mi mishpatei haTorah bo lifo gilu Yashrozu. So everything that comes to teach us about this Hashroas Hashchina is really coming from which side? From our side or from behind? Because the whole deal is to show us the Hashroas Hashchina. U'memela osek b'makom sh'agniza nifritza. It's where the Geniza broke open. Now we surely don't care if we're relying on Nes, because since everything on that side is Nes, and everything of it is without the limitations. So if the whole point of Hashroas Hashchina is to open up for us a presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we're really doing is breaking open the wall a little bit. New light is coming into this, what we call Bria, and that is Hashroas Hashchina, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Automatically that means that you're out of the limits. Limitations don't exist. So whenever you're going to talk about Hashroas Hashchina, automatically what you're saying is no limits. So when you come and say about the Ne'er Maravi, and you tell me that the Ne'er Maravi is for Hashroas Hashchina, automatically you're telling me that it's coming from the other side of the wall, and therefore automatically what we're saying is it's not limited. That's exactly the definition.
So any nace that appears is really an appearance of Hashroas Hashchina.
Now we're getting. V'shuv lo ibchis lanu im uso mechal hanes. And now it doesn't make a difference. We're relying. U'mavich mon mazeh pirish b'divrei ha'gemara b'ne'er maravi. It's a very interesting gemara. The gemara discusses the ne'er maravi. And what does the gemara say? The gemara omeres Eidus hu leboi olam shehashchina shara b'Yisrael. Vadvarim tmuim ma'od. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. Kolum chaseirim oya nisim be'beis ha'migdash. There weren't any other nisim in the Beis ha'migdash. Hello, Mishnah Meforesha, Nina. We learn a Mishnah. Shasara dvarim nisim na'asul avisena be'migdash. There were 10 open miracles. Umay tam yia ne'sazeh shal ha'menorah mishamish. Eidus al Hashroas Hashchina, why should the menorah be the sign, or the Ne'er Maravi be the sign of Hashroas Hashchina more than any other of the miracles? There's a whole list of miracles there. Ela she'imei madvarim. Because kol anisim shenase b'migdash hayu onim shinui ateva. You're right. It was a change in nature. Avul shum mitzvah. Lo niskayim derech shinui teva elu. The whole list that's listed in the Pirkei Avos, none of them are mitzvahs. Rak, only the menorah yibol neis was there. Only the menorah. And therefore, shemimeno yamaschil, the Gemara's language, you started light from it, you would light, umemeno yamasayim, and that was the end, and it would go, as we said, 24 hours. Kiyu mitzvah shel ner tomid. Adrinim bol l'chlola kamaisa. So now we're back. Shirak b'mokam anogeya l'gilu Hashroas Hashchina. Only when it comes to Hashroas Hashchina, Evshalem l'mishpatei haTorah shiyish mechulal hanes. U'memeilu rak hanes hazeh. This nes. U'miyuchad li'eidus l'choboi ha'olam. Shashchina shuriyah b'Yisrael. Because this is the only nes that is a mitzvah to do. And that we understand because, as we explained, it comes from the other side. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Kachem divrei asugya. Chutz leproches ha'edus yarech oso Aaron. Aaron is going to light it outside of the parochas. So the Gemara asks, V'chi le'orot tzarech? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the light? V'halo komem shono sholchu Yisrael b'midbar? All the 40 years that the Jews were in the Midbar, le'olchu ele le'oro, they all went by the or of Hashem. Ela, eidesu l'chol b'yolam, it's living proof, she'ashchina shuyu b'Yisrael. And this Gemara is a very difficult Gemara. V'timas ha-Gemara shuelis, many from Mepharshim ask, v'chi le'ori tzarech, that question itself is not understood, questionable. What do you mean when it comes to the karbonis? Right? What, the Rabbeinu Shalom needs the meat? But the Gemara doesn't ask that. David HaMelech says, "Lo yakach mi beis kopar, mi malchusecha atudim, ki li kol chay soyar, viziz sodai imadi, it's all mine." The kmo kein efshalishol, ayim lalechem utzorech, he needs bread that you should put it on the shulchan? Ola riach utzorech, he needs your smell? What does that mean? What's the proof that he doesn't need the light? Because 40 years, Mem Shana Shalchi Yisrael B'midbar Shaloi Ochel Oiroi, V'alo Yochel Lo Yelachiach, he could show it straight out. Shaloi Ochel Tzarech, because the Shemesh is his. What does the Gemara come along and say? I want to prove to you light is his. What's the proof? Because 40 years you were in the Midbar, and in the 40 years in the Midbar, you always were traveling and existing with his light. Why didn't you say this? Shemesh, it's his light. Kamo shikshishama Taisus asks right there. Elo shekol asugye b'gmara b'nuyahu al yisod echot shalomadnu oiso mitach dvorov shalatur b'orechayim. Now watch this tour. And the tour needs a lot of understanding. Siyum ha-bracha, the end of the bracha, Yotzer ha-ma'oros, hu or chodosh al tzion to'ir. V'yikshal zeh b'tur, the tour asks the question, halo klal hu b'brachas, we have a rule on all brachas, she'achsima tzorech lios me'ein apsicha. The end has to relate to the beginning. That's a rule in all brachas. The kan b'psicha shel brachas hu, we started the bracha, ain't on a motzim shum remes. We don't find any even a hint to the or chodosh al tzion toyer, this great light that's going to be in the future. We don't even find it. V'tiritz al zeh b'tur. Now watch these words in the tour. Ki pirish ha-dvorim shel or chodosh al tzion toyer hu sheyizgale ho-or ho-rishoni shenignaz. See that tour? What's the tour telling us? The tour is telling or chodosh al tzion toyer is the pshati is that the or
the original one.
The original or will now be in the open and or chodosh is going to happen. But wait a second. How does that relate to the beginning? What do we start the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Or. And there he's talking about our Or. Uvarech Hashem. And now you're ending it what? Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer. And what does the Torah tell me? Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer. That's the what? The Or of the Or Rishoni. How does that relate to the beginning of the bracha? Ubemis psicha shel bracha umes yotze or hakavoni ilchol gam oso rishoni bebracha zu. That in fact the Torah says that or includes our or rishoni all or. V'lamid nonu midivrei haTorah lolu. So we learn a tremendous chiddush in it. The oso or shelonu, our or shehu or hashemesh that's coming from the sun. It's directly related Be'ez Ofen Huv, however we're going to describe it, but it relates directly im Oso Or HaRishoni Shu'achshav L'Gabenu Be'Bechinas Nignas. This Or that we have relates directly to that Or that's behind that wall. If our or had nothing to do with that or, with shum zika, no connection, we couldn't include it all in that bracha of the yotzar and or chodesh is all together in one bracha, all coming from the yotzar or. So then it must be that all the or is coming from that yotzar or, which is the Or Rishoni. Im shnei oris alolo yilgamri b'nei sug shuna, if they were totally different, yefshar yilvarach shneim b'vasachas, we couldn't say them together in the words Yotza Or, because poshit, we're making a bracha, Yotza Or is our light. Dafke b'zman ha'foros or shalonu, that's the presence of our light. Im kein b'vadei b'zman ho'foros or shalonu, our light mishtayich as relationship gam lafos or rishoni biganiza. It's all related to that or that we spoke about that's now biganiza. Achidish agodol agonis bidvarim alei lolu, the hidden, the great chidish in the words of the tour who shall or shalonu who mitzias nivdelis b'muhusav matzmuso misha kol suge hamitzias hamiskayim ba'olam. Our or is different than everything else that exists in the world. Shekein al shum mitzias acheres bil odai mitzias or, everything else other than light, lo yitochin lo ma shemahuso mishtayeches lemahutz or arishoni. You can't say it relates back to that for original or, but this tour is telling us clearly that the light that we have, any light that we have, is directly connected. However, we're going to call it Gonuz and how the Gonuz comes out, but it's from that original Or. That's the Metzius of Or. That's the reality of Or in this world. Chazon Nifla, who is bonin is Pasik Mefurish B'Torah. We have a Pasik, Pashish Shlach, Ki Ato Hashem, Asher Ayin Be'ayin Nirato Hashem Vanancho Omad Aleyem Uvamud Ana Nato Hoylech Lifneyem Yoimam Uvamud Eish Laila. So the Pasuk tells us clearly, Ayin be Ayin. Ayin means you could see the Allah, the Anan that's there by day, the Anan of Eish that's at night, Koloma Hakli Ayichidi. How can you absorb this light? Hashem b'yicholto liftla litvo says mitzias or hu ha'ayin. The only way to have any relationship to light is with the eye. Mivli ayin, without the eye, ain't fisabar. You can't grab and have some idea of what it's all. That means the Or Rishoni and our Or Mishtaichim Zelazeh have what to do with one another. Memeila Be'echuch, it has to be. Shemiska Magbil, Shnei Suge Ores, Yedubar Bifoneinu Al Shnei Suge Inayim. The two types of eyes. There's an eye that can see the light today, but we can't see that light. That light's beyond us. But there is another type of eye that will in the future be able to see that light of the Or HaGonuz. Therefore, b'nei gimel matonis nitnul yisrael b'midbar. Careful. There are three presents that we had in the Midbar. Mon, the mon that came in the morning. Be'er, the well that traveled with us from Miriam, va'anane akovid. Rom anu efo shamusik kovid. When we talk about kovid, it doesn't say mon akovid, and it doesn't say be'er akovid. It only says anane akovid. Einam mitzarev lo leman v'lo lebe'er akonanim V'lo'od elishadoros ein lonu shum mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to remember the Be'er. There's no mitzvah to remember in our mitzvahs. We had to put it away that we should remember those once mon. But there's no mitzvah for us in a regular everyday movement called remembering mon. But od shamanane akovid yesh lonu mitzvah shleima l'doris. Fanane akovid, there's a mitzvah. Mitzvah sukkah. That's the mitzvah that we have. Habir bezehu shematnas ananim liyisol b'midbar hoyematona shel gilu ishchina. What was it in the midbar? It was gilu ishchina. V'gilu ishchina, that's covered. V'atam apnimi shedavka b'matona sananim hoyubo gilu ishchina. Why was it by ananim more than by mon and more than by the be'er? Because again, what were the ananim? The ananim were or. And where was this or coming from? If it was ananim of or, that is ananim of gilu shchina, it's coming from behind, or the or agonus. Hainim shumat nonis ananim oyimatonis shum mitzias or. Vishani or mikol sugya mitzias shabolam. Or is different. The darko shalosh shalonu ef shalaris shalosh shalosh or. We could see the light. And with seeing light, we could somehow comprehend that there's got to be greater. Or agdash rishoni. But it's only through seeing it. Ayin. V'kashor rishoni nira derechor shalonu ariyesh lonu kan ayin hanira be'ayin. And now we could, with this eye that we have, all of a sudden it was opened to a new type of a seeing, and we could see it. That's ayin be'ayin. Mepnei kan as choloshen shel yisrael b'midbar is a maton of ayin be'ayin. Keloma kishem she'or shalonu bo aleich machshav derech matono l'nchosem aderech, to show us the way. Hari yicholam atem liros derechayim ashniya penimis ezor rishoni. If you could see this light, you can be zeicha to ultimately see the other light, the or of that which we have. V'zui as chalosim shel yisrael. And at the end, we say the same thing. Asof b'tchilosu notes. The end is connected to the beginning. V'lezeh omeidu anovi misnaveh ayin be'ayin yireh b'shuv Hashem tzion. Now we have new understanding. Ayin be'ayin. Just like at the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, He opened it up for us with the Anani HaKovid. And now we had regular ayin opened into a new concept of an ayin to be able to see and comprehend that different light. That's ayin be'ayin yireh b'shuv Hashem tzion. Now we can go back to the Gemara. How do you learn pshat? If by the bracha of yotzer or, it's talking about all this light, it's all connected one to the other, as we just went through that tour. Harei avodes or bebeis hamikdash, when they came to the Beis Hamikdash and they lit the light in the Beis Hamikdash, which is the Lidlokas HaMenorah, Alachas V'kama V'kamu M'sei Cheses L'shnei Sugei Ha'or Yachad. Surely it's the two lights. It's light that we have, and the light that touches from behind, because the Or of the Ner Tomid is the Or that's Shechina. The alzeso veves aleches sugya gemara. That's what the gemara means. V'chil ora hutzarech kloma. Bishloma, I understand when you take eating of common hedyot and you make from it achilas gavoa derech achilas korb gakrovus korbin by bringing a korbin zealiyah. That's raising it from a hedyot el gavoa, from common to higher level. And I understand when you took the lechem which is normal lechem, and you rise it to a higher level. That I understand. V'shaper ma'ala Elias yanan chato, you bring me your things. That I understand. Av kishato maybe li doran shalora, you're bringing me or isn't yours. It's nothing of yours. Or is all from mine. It's all from the Ora Rishoni. What you're giving back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his own thing. And so what does Hashem want to do? What does the Gemara want to do? It shows it's not because of the sun. He shows it even more. All the 40 years in the Midbar, how did they have anything? They had the Anane HaKovid. Where'd they get this Anane HaKovid? They didn't do anything. All the Anane HaKovid is all or coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Ori Shiny. I gave you this or. So what place do you have? What are you bringing me your or? Do I need your or? It's mine. That wouldn't prove it from the sun. That's not what we're trying to prove. Now let's watch. Now we're coming back to the original point. Let's say Reuven lights a fire. Asher lefi kol chukei ateva, that according to nature, tichba ba'otsha yidua, it'll burn for an hour. Ubederech shinui, and out of the abnormal, holy chuosh eish v'dolei karbe yosem yizeh, and it burns for a much longer time. Uba'otsha azman, and in that extra time, shall ashoa yisera tazik eish l'shimin. The fire goes and causes damage to Shimon. Would you say Reuven is chayiv? Bevadai she'ein Reuven nechshev l'mazik b'chlal. Reuven's not a mazik. Why? Shariyesh zu ha'yisera einu klal ma'isev shel Reuven. Because this extra fire is not from Reuven, because Reuven's only was going to go for 1 hour. These extra hours is a miracle. It's not norm. The menorah, the light, it had nothing to do with hadlaka, because when he lit it, it was a limited amount. That extra 12 hours, that did not have what to do with his their hadlaka. It can't happen in any other mitzvah. Rak b'menorah. Shebe'etzem kiyum mitzvah sadlokas ha'menorah b'chol yom nase bo b'derech neis. U'mikol mokum iskayem esi mitzvah ha'menorah b'adlokas hu b'chol yom. Every day you lit it, and every day it was with this neis. Im kain. Bavadai, she efshel if gom b'mitzvah adlokas menorah shalchash menoyim ayizeizeh shadlok oisim shaches milamailu chukateva. What are you going to do? You can't. That's the way menorah is. B'chol zeh, all of this is all of this in the menorah's beis hamikdash. But what about Rei Kaimalon? We establish the Gam b'neis Chanukah osa l'shtamesh l'ora. As we said last night, aneiros halolu kodeshim ein lanu reshus l'shtamesh b'em. We can't use them. Why not? B'afal pi sheikshu alev v'chiner kedushi yesh bo. Avon b'kol makom asvinim l'shtamesh l'ora. We can't use it. Why? Shener Chanukah is a continuation, and it's dome to the ner of the menorah. And from certain Rishonim, it's not just dome, it is the ner of the menorah continuing in our homes. Umikivin Shiner Chanukah, he writes, is a zeichalinech a menorah. Harim a menorah who aidus l'chol boi olam she'ashchina shuriyah b'Yisrael. So then the ner of Chanukah is what? A zeicher that there is a concept of ashros ashchina by Yisrael. The Torah's Eidish of Menorah mispashetes hi beravcha neis, and the neis is specifically on the ner of Chanukah. So the ner of Chanukah is the ner that it's of a zecher of Eidus of Shechina b'Yisrael. Umeato kishem shetorus Eidish of Menorah eina noaz mizeh shekorah shinui teva b'neim aravi. It's not because a change happened. Shall come out for shall shinu teva yibamigdash. There were many changes, as we said. Elisha ikat Torah seidish menorah yibazeh. Shall mitzvah niskayemes derech shinui teva. The whole greatness of the ner maravi is that the mitzvah is told to us, do it out of teva, abnormal, we call that, from nes place. Not from what we would call teva. Umipnei kach, what's the piersum of this neis? Halom biyoseh neis kazeh? Ief shalis kayim b'sipur. You can't do it through sipur, because the whole neis and the whole talk about the neis is only the neis of this ner that comes from the other side, that is the ner of Ari Shiny, and that's the whole deal of the neis. That's not in a sipur. B'kivin shikur shel neis lo yibidiyah shinui teva shabai, ala b'kiyah mitzvah, and we continue it. L'chein gam pirsumei shel neis muchach liyo is deafka, kiyah mitzvah, by doing an action, which that action is the action of neis, and what neis? The neis of Dori Shiny, and that's why menorah has to be that we light the or, to have the zecher of that or nera ravi, which is the zecher of the ashros hashchina, which comes from the Ori Shiny, and that's the ner of on Chanukah, and that's why we can't do it in Derudim.
Maybe say one more point, that sipur is mugbol.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, sipur is mugbol. So for sure, if the purpose of the Pirsa Manes is from the Ora Rishoni, sipur would be connected.
Wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Shkayach.
Shkayach.
Thank you very much.
Question.
Yeah.
When I was driving my car, I called the break.
Thank you.
What does that mean, the break?